Rachel b'chor ta beis mishnehei. Rachel sheyalda k'min eight. The eight sheyalda k'min Rachel. Part of minah b'chor. A sheep that gave birth to a flock that looked like an eight. Even if the eight of the b'chor doesn't have kedushas b'chor, it's only when the flock looks like the eight gives the kedushas b'chor. Even though both the Rachel and the eight have kedushas b'chor, since in this case it gave birth to something that does not look like the eight, there is no kedushas b'chor. And so too vice versa, if the eight gave birth to a flock that looked like a Rachel, if the Rachel the b'chor would not have kedushas b'chor. But in such a case, when the Rachel gave birth to an eight, or vice versa, the eight gave birth to a Rachel, if in some way the flock was dormant to the eight, but wasn't totally dissimilar from the eight, then it would be chayav and kedushas b'chor. And so too, in such a case, if a para gives birth to a flock that looks like a chamor, if the chamor in some way does look like the para, then it would have kedushas b'chor. But if a para chamor gives birth to a flock that looks like a sus, and a sus does not have kedusha b'chor, when a sus gives birth to a b'chor, there is no kedusha. So therefore, in this case, even if the sus in some way does look like the aim, it would only be a suffix b'chor, as a sus has no kedusha b'chor, and since the chamor gave birth to a b'ad that looks like a sus, even though the sus in some ways looks like the aim, it's only a suffix b'chor. Suffix b'chor is part of the mission above, Rachel shalo b'chor, v'yalda shnei zchar, v'yatu shnei rashem kech. The sheep that had not yet given birth to a flood. And then it gave birth to two zcharim, it gave birth to twins. And the heads of the two zcharim came out at the same time. Rabbi Yosi Hagluli Yomer, Shneim Lekoin, Shenemar Hazcharim Lashem. Rabbi Yosi Hagluli said, since both of them came out at the same time, they are both Bechorim, and they both had to be given to the coin. And it's possible to have one sheep give birth to two Bechorim, and this we learn from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hazcharim Lashem, it says Zcharim in plural. So we see it's shy to give birth to two zcharim that both have Kedushas b'chor. The Chachamim say it's impossible that they both came out at the same time, even though it appears to us that the heads of both of them came out at the same time. It's impossible. One of them came out first. So therefore, one he keeps for himself, and one he has to give to the Kohen. Only one of them has Kedushas b'chor. Now, which one do you give to the Kohen? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Borelo Et HaYafa. Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen has the right to take the better one, the one that looks healthier. As we assume, the one that is healthier is the one that came out first. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Mishamnim Beinim. Rabbi Kiva says the main difference between the two Zcharim is the Shuman. One is fatter than the other, and we don't pay attention which one is more healthier than the other and assume that the healthy one came out first. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's simply a suffix, which one came out first. So we take into account which one is fatter than the other, and the one that is fatter, the Balaam would have the right to keep it, and he would give the lesser one to the Kohen. The reason being is the Kohen is a motzi. He is taking from the Balaam, and he would have to bring a raya that the fatter one came out first, and since it's impossible for him to bring a raya that the fatter one came out first, the Balaam would keep the fatter one and give the less fatter one to the Kohen. And the Sheni, the one that he doesn't give to the Kohen and keeps for himself, he can't shecht it until it gets a muk. And each one of them is a suffix b'chor, and you can't shecht a b'chor until it has a muk. So you would put it out to pasture until it gets a muk. And when you do shechted, you would have to give the matanos to the coin, the zvor l'chaim and keva to the coin, even though it's a suffix b'chor, and a b'chor is patim in matanos. But in this case, the coin can tell the Baal. In either case, you have to give me the matanos. If it's a b'chor, really the whole thing belongs to me. Not only the matanos, but the whole animal belongs to me. And if it's not a b'chor, then you're chayav the matanos. So therefore, in Manashah, you have to give the zvor l'chaim and keva to the coin. Rabbi Yosi Peter. Rabbi Yosi said, in this case, which is a suffix b'chor, his patim from giving matanos to the Kohen. Even though the Kohen can say, Mamana Shachit the Bechor, the whole thing belongs to me, and if it's not a Bechor, you have to give me the matanos. Right. But Rabbi Yosi holds that even if it was a Bechor, we look at it as if the Kohen had already received it, and after it got a mum, he gave it back to the Yisrael. So therefore, his partner for the matanos, and the Kohen cannot say Mamana Shachit, even if it's a Bechor, we look at it as if the Kohen had given it back to the Yisrael after it had a mum. If this animal gave birth to two at the same time, and one of them died, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloik. Rabbi Tarfon said they would split the remaining one. As the remaining one is a suffix b'chor, therefore the Balaam and the Kohen split it. Now, even though Rabbi Tarfon said earlier that we assume the one that was healthier is the one that came out first, and that is a b'chor, the Rav said that Rabbi Tarfon has changed his mind, and Rabbi Tarfon says it's a suffix. We don't know which one came out first, so therefore if one dies, the remaining one is a suffix b'chor, and the Kohen and the owner split it. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Amaitim Yechaveru, Olav Harai. Rabbi Akiva said, the coin doesn't get anything in the case that one of them died. As a coin, he's a Maitzi, and he has to prove that this is a Bechor, and he has no way of proving it, so therefore the Balaam keep it at the Sefer Bechor, and after it has the moon, the Balaam will shecht it and eat it. Zacharu nekeva enkan lekoin klum. If an animal that hadn't given birth to a vlad yet, give birth to a Zachar and a nekeva, and we don't know which one came out first. If the Zachar came out first, it has Kedushas Bechor. And if the nekeva came out first, there is no Kedushas Bechor. And there is no Kedushas Bechor by nekeva. The Zachar, since it wasn't born first, also doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. The corn, in this case, doesn't get anything, as the Zachar is a Safek Bechor, and we say, Amaiti Mechavero, all of Harai. And even Rabbi Tarfon would agree in this case. Even though Rabbi Tarfon said earlier, one of them died, the remaining one is split. And in this case, Rabbi Tarfon agrees that we say, Amaiti Mechavero, all of Harai. The reason being that in the first case, where one of them for sure was a Bechor, just one of them dies, and we don't know if the remaining one is a Bechor. So for sure, at some point, there was a Bechor over here, so Rabbi Tarfon holds that we split the remaining one. But in this case, where we don't know if there's a Bechor at all, in such a case, Rabbi Tarfon agrees that we say, Amaiti Mechavero, all of Harai, he can keep the Zachar, just he cannot eat it until it has a Mechor.